This episode is a direct continuation of the previous episode, so if you didn't listen to the previous episode, you might or might not want to do that. I'm not the dictator of ANCAP advice, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snibble, piss, moan, look for a safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong, or I am right.
Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Not to mention the fact that you can go fuck yourself. Oh, I gotta check on this. Hi, I am the Great One, founder, cynical, and turn society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I was distracted as I was looking at some shit on the interwebs. Still dumping snow outside. It's still the 18th of May in the year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer of 2017. Global warming is dumping snow all over the place outside. All right, so I just read that little bit to you about how suddenly free speech zones have... Oh, in the control room, lovely and adorable Randy, and we're on the internet, and God, I say God, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com if you want to send me an email. Man, it is fucking snowing. If I mentioned it's snowing, that it is really fucking dumping out there. I'm not just saying this to make fun of global warming wackos or something. I'm telling you, it is fucking dumping snow. What the fuck? Jesus. All right. So I read you this little blurb. I'll put the screenshot in the show notes here too, about how free speech zones are now fucking evil and all this other shit, written by some liberal arts degree holding fucking dumb bitch. All right. Oh, wait. Hang on. I love when you try to look at things like on the LinkedIn and shit and... Yeah. Come on. What the fuck are you doing, computer? There we go. Thank you. Now I'm trying to... I guess I could... So, Wendy Lindley. Because I'm a glutton for punishment. Because I'm stupid. I said, hey, let me go find this blog post. So let's see. I can't see her LinkedIn profile. Oh, here's her Facebook. Fight! What's this? What is Trump hiding? Not my president. Who's helping him? That's her fucking Facebook thing. Oh, let's see. I came to BU in 1992, having finished a BA in philosophy. Worthless. Again, philosophy is interesting. I'm listening to a audiobook right now about Plato. Okay, philosophy is important. Philosophy is critical to living the good life. This is what Aristotle told us, self-reflection, all this. Okay, philosophy, reading philosophy, thinking about philosophy, all this, I 100% think that these things are critical because the self-examined life is not worth living, okay? But that doesn't mean you get a fucking college degree in it. You can read philosophy books for free. The idea that you would pay money, which now, of course, having said that, remember, I've taken philosophy classes, but once again, okay, you can take a philosophy class because, yes, you can learn things in a philosophy class because you have other people, all this other shit, right? But you still don't get a fucking degree in philosophy. At the University of Colorado. Oh, God damn it. Fucking Colorado hippie. There we go. 1986 and a PhD in Marquette in 1992. Here's the more, I'm a writer. Everybody's a writer, honey. I have a website. I look on her website. She got, oh, that's not it. Where the fuck did it go? Oh, I'll come back to that. Hang on. Too many fucking tabs. She's a writer. In April of this month, she managed to get 2 whole blog posts up. Cheat, I'm a writer. I undertook to study philosophy because philosophy is about everything, and it offered me an avenue for comprehending some of the things I want to write about. Okay, again, that's fine to study philosophy, but you don't major in it. I'd love to, maybe we'll find out. This is all cold. I haven't read any of this ahead of time. I'd love to know what she does for a job. Oh, wait, I think she's a teacher. Of course. Oh, wait, here we go. Work. Professor of Philosophy at Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania. Oh, wait, I knew that. That was the thing. So, of course, she's a college professor because that's the only job you can get with a philosophy degree. Writing itself is perhaps less a talent than a compulsion. No, honey, in your case, it's neither because you have no talent. It is breathing and it is bleeding all at once. Oh my God. See, a lot of time, when people try so hard, she's trying so hard that it just oozes stupidity. I write. I take pictures. Everybody takes pictures, honey. Everybody has a fucking Instagram account. You're not a fucking photographer. I think long and hard. You've never had anything long and hard in your life, because if you did, you'd stop being a feminist. I think long and hard about the content, the meaning, the ironies, the sadness, and the hope for some beauty in them both. Oh! All right, I know there's more, but I can't take it. Her blog is The Wrench. It's over at Blogger. I am a writer. I chose philosophy as the best possible tool with which to wrench into being what I saw to be true, beautiful, and knowable, often uncomfortable compatriots. I have been intimately involved in the feminist movement, the queer identity movement, animal rescue, and the movement for an ecologically desirable future for many years. You know what would make the future economically desirable? If you were dead. Then you would no longer use any resources that are destroying the earth and creating the global warming, which has resulted in the fucking snow that is falling out of the sky right now on the 18th of May. Once again, guys, I've said this over and over. The environment, then kill yourself, okay? Then fucking kill yourself, because as long as you're alive, you're destroying the environment. Oh God, I'm gonna puke. Okay. I had to take a breath. Okay, here we go. I am a mother. This thing has reproduced. Once again, I care about the environment, but I'm gonna create some spawn which will use even more resources. Okay, now here we go. Listen to this. I am a mother, a daughter, and an ally. Now, my friends, what's missing from that sentence? Did she say, I am a wife? No, of course not. Because why would you want a husband? Why would you want your child to have a father? See, men are wife beaters, rapists, murderers, child molesters, sexist, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, trannyphobic. Now, see, she's a mother, a daughter, and an ally. And a single mother. Oh my fucking God. And of course, none of this is a surprise. I mean, of course, if I told you that there's some bitch who's a philosophy professor and a feminist and she has a kid, you would automatically know that she's a single mother. Because first of all, she's not going to want a man because men are evil. But second of all, what man would marry her? I haven't seen a picture of her yet. We'll see if we find a picture. Oh my God. This just keeps getting worse. I'm a union member. I tattoo my experience and my commitments on my arms. So she's into self-mutilation. I am a vegetarian. I have worked very hard for the movement to end industrialized fossil fuel extraction. I wonder if she has an iPhone that was transported across the country in a truck using fossil fuels. See, once again, will you tell me this shit? But you have all this fucking Apple products and you drive around in your car. Once again, guys, the difference between the left and the right. When a right winger says something to me, because they're usually pretty honest. Right? Right-wingers will tell you, if you don't believe in my God, you're going to hell. I want to throw the illegal immigrants in prison, right? You know, I want to kill all the black people. I want to kill all the Jews. Whatever it is, the right-wingers say stuff to you, at least you can believe them. When the right-winger says they don't believe in global warming, you can believe them. But when the left-winger says, I want to save the environment, you know it's a lie. When they say, I care about the children. That's why my children's don't have a daddy. Because I care about children's. You know everything they're saying is a fucking lie. If I must sum up some semblance of my commitments and values, oh God, I might say this. Beauty over mere survival. That's easy for somebody on welfare to say, right? When you've never worked a day in your life, when you have a fucking goddamn fucking parasitical job as a college professor, and people are forced to take your classes because it's required curriculum. Beauty over mere survival. I would love to fucking you to lose your job. I would love for the federal government to collapse, your college to collapse, because without federal loans, nobody can afford your college, and for you to actually have to work for a living to fucking survive. And I would laugh at you as you died of starvation in the streets. Beauty over mere survival, wisdom over willful ignorance. I'm not even touching that because I don't need to. If you're listening to this podcast, I don't even need to go to there. Compassion over smarmy indolence. Should be compassion over intelligence. Wit over mendacity. Laughter over every fucking evil thing. Oh God, you are so fucking intelligent, honey. Just such a fucking genius. Okay, she has a Twitter. Trump's first education budget deep cuts to public school programs in pursuit of school choice. Asshole. The new fascism, the retrofit of Karl Marx in the quest for a fully capitalized planet. Gullible, this is the kind of shit. Oh, there's a march for truth. here's some impeach Donald Trump. Okay, whatever. So her Twitter is just, she's a feminist on Twitter. It's nothing different there. All right, here, oh my God, here's almost a picture. Oh my God, published books. No fucking way. Wait, no fucking way. Could, oh my God. Hang on, we'll come back. All right, we'll come back to that in a minute. Yes, found. Okay, oh my God, she is old and ugly. And no, she was not good looking when she was younger. Holy shit. Nope. She was not good looking when she was younger. Yes, she does have tattoos on the arm. Yes, she is a freak. Who's this chick? That's an also. Oh my God, is that her? That looks. Oh my. Yep. Oh, yep. She is ugly. All right. Doctoral dissertation: The Grammar of Subjecthood. Wittgenstein Deconstruction and Dennett's Intentional Stance. Okay, here we go. Published books. Here are her published books. This is what made me crack up. Eco-Nihilism, the Philosophical Geopolitics of the Climate Change Apocalypse. You can download this book. Hold on, let me see. Let me check something out here. Let me see what happens. Yes, you can actually download this book for free. That's how good the book is, that she has to give it away for free. Nobody will buy it. All right. Her second book, On Marx. Well, of course she wrote a book about Karl Marx. Doesn't everybody? And her third book, Contemporary Feminist Theory and Activism. 6 Global Issues. I'll link to all this in the show notes. If you're listening, if you want to go find it, it'll be in the show notes. Here's her published papers. I'm not going to read all of them. Because, I mean, okay, Teleos and the Unity of Psychology, Aristotle's De Anima. I mean, that maybe isn't too bad. I'm sure that because she wrote it, it's got some weird feminist slant. But just exploring Teleos and psychology from Aristotelian perspectives and stuff, that's fine. That's standard flow. All right. Decisions of Identity, Feminist Subjects, and Grammars of Sexuality. Women, Animals, Machines, A Grammar for the Wittgensteinian Eco-Feminism. Eco-Feminism! Oh my God, what a fucking freak. All right, so I made the mistake, as you can tell, because we're how far? Randy, where are we at? We're 20 minutes into this podcast, and I made the mistake of looking this bitch up on DuckDuckGo. Okay. So remember, she says that free speech zones are terrible and all this other shit. So here we go. She's talking about what is violence. And so I found this blog post. She referenced the blog post, 100 Days of Trump, 1,000 More Days of Resistance. Who will define what counts as protest? And here's some stuff about, you know, smooching with Vladimir Putin and all this, because yes, the Russians. Remember, the Russians, when the Soviet Union was communist, remember how the left-wing statists were so in love with the Soviet Union? Like, they wanted to get rid of the nuclear missiles and just make all lovey-dovey with the Soviet Union because everything was going to be okay. And now all of a sudden, Russia is the enemy. Isn't it amazing how just transforming the person in the White House from a member of the Democrat Party to a member of the Republican Party? Suddenly now, when Obama was president, free speech zones were good. Trump is president, free speech zones are bad. Obama's president, Russia is good. Trump is president, Russia is bad. Obama is president, bombing other countries is good. Trump is president, bombing other countries is bad. This is what I mean when I say these people, left-wing statists, they have no moral compass. They do not. They have no inherent sense of right or wrong. This is why pedophilia is going to be legalized in the United States. Eventually, it will happen. You say to me, well, yes, it will. Because they have no concept of right and wrong. All we need is a Democrat president and then some liberals pushing pedophilia as part of the LGBTKKK experience, and it's going to happen because they have no concept of right or wrong. Right or wrong is dependent on who is the president of the United States. That's it. They have, if you took them in a, if you like put them in a box for 4 years and they had no information and you let them out and you asked them, okay, is bombing Iran good or bad? They would not be able to tell you if they don't know which political party the president is a member of. They have no fucking concept of right and wrong. That's why they are left-wing statist. Right-wing statist, for all their fucking flaws, at least they have an inherent concept of right and wrong, most of the time. So again, the right-wingers are not exempt from this phenomena where if a Republican is president, it's okay, but if a Democrat is president, it's wrong. But they have a few exceptions, right? Your average right-winger, you're not ever going to get a right-winger to say pedophilia is okay. Left-wingers, oh yeah, they're right on board with fucking small children. Okay. Oh, here we go. She blah, blah, blah. She's talking about how they're calling on Donald Trump to resign. Okay. The likelihood, of course, is that Mr. Trump won't take our advice. Well, no. No, he won't. Because Donald Trump doesn't know you exist and Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck about your opinion. The president is not taking my advice. Well, guess what, honey? Donald Trump doesn't take my advice either. But it's not because I'm a woman and the patriarchy is oppressing me. Okay, let me just get to this important part. So she's talking about violence and shit. I was like, okay. Here is what she believes is violence. The denial of health care is an act of violence. Okay, nobody is being denied health care. Obamacare is the law. Obamacare provides health care for everybody. It's the Affordable Health Care Act. Everyone has health care and it's affordable. God damn it. It is seriously fucking dumping snow out there. I know, I keep just... I'm sorry, guys. Fuck. Holy shit. Anyway, back to making fun of liberals. Okay, nobody is being denied health care. This whole thing, once again, this is just, it's nothing but lies. Where is the person being denied health care? Show me this person. No one is being denied health care. If you show up at the emergency, worst case scenario, you show up at the emergency room. They have to treat you. They can't tell you get the fuck out because you're a homeless person with no money. Nobody is being denied health care. Obamacare is the fucking law. Okay? Next, it says, bombing Yemi and children is an act of violence. This is what I'm talking about. See, suddenly bombing children is violence. For 8 fucking years, when your half-black fucking messiah president, the Lightbringer Hussein Obama, was murdering Muslim children with missiles launched from flying robots, this fucking mangy-looking fucking scrawny feminist tattooed short-haired cunt did not say a fucking word. Not a fucking word. But now that Donald Trump is president, suddenly killing children in foreign countries is wrong. Hasn't been wrong for 8 fucking years previously. In fact, it's been celebrated. Those children were murdered by the Lightbringer. Well, it's okay, because he's half black. He's Democrat. He's the first clean, articulate black man the Democrat Party has ever found. Now, suddenly, killing children in foreign countries is bad, okay? And finally, here's the last one. Vomiting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere is an act of violence. Do you drive a car? Do you use electricity? Do you exhale carbon dioxide? Yes, honey, you do. Moving on. I'm not going to beat the dead horse anymore because I have more things that are equally fun. All right. Oh, ooh. There are floaties in my coffee. Oh, Black Rifle Coffee Company. Murdered Out Blend. Remember, tell them the Great One sent you. He is fucking snowing like a bitch. I know, I'm sorry. I know you're sick of hearing about the snow. I'm sick of looking at the snow. I thought this was over. I thought spring was here. I'm not going trail running today. That's for... Oh, I got new trail running shoes. I finally broke down and bought new trail running shoes. Because, as you may know, if you've listened to the cast for a while back when I was running, I tripped over a root. First time ever in all my years of trail running I've ever gone down. Gone down. Normally, I just go down on the girls. And I tripped on a root and ripped the top of my shoe open. But then I kept using the shoes anyway. But they were so blown out and worn out. I finally broke down and got new trail running shoes. Took them out on their very first trial run yesterday. Jury finds Georgia man guilty of murder in death of 22-month-old son in hot SUV. Brunswick, Georgia. A Georgia man whose toddler son died in a hot car was found guilty of malice and felony murder Monday by a jury tasked with weighing a month of dueling testimony over whether the child's father left him to perish on purpose or made a fatal mistake. Justin Ross Harris, 35, who showed little emotion as the verdict was read, had been on trial since October 3rd in the death of his son, Cooper. The poor kid was named Cooper. The 22-month-old boy died after being left for hours in the back of Harrison's SUV on June 18th, 2014. So wait, so this is from last year, 2016. It took this long to get a... Whatever happened to a speedy trial? You know, these people are whining about their right to health care. What about a fucking speedy trial? That is actually in the Constitution. All right. Harris said he forgot to drop his son off at daycare that morning. Now... As we go into this, you might be wondering, well, wait, because there's more than one point for me reading this. You might be wondering, but wait, where's the mother? Where's the wife? Because if you have a kid, right, just like you're a woman, you have a kid, you should have a daddy, right? You should have a husband, a father for the child, right? As I read through this story, you might wonder to yourself, where's the mother? We'll find out where the mother is. And part of the point is, when I attack single mothers as being inferior parents, and they are, people think it's misogyny. No, it's single parents, regardless of the gender. It's just that there are more single mothers than single fathers. Harris said he forgot to drop his son off at daycare that morning and drove straight to his job as a web developer for Home Depot, not realizing Cooper was in his car seat. Also, how is nobody else in the parking lot noticed this kid sitting in a car? Soon afterwards, investigators found evidence that Harris was having sexual relationships. Oh my God, he was having... Now, see again, now normally as you're starting to read this, you might think, oh, well, he actually has a wife. And so having these sexual relationships would be a bad thing because he's married. He's cheating on his wife. He's not married, guys. But notice how he's being demonized for having sexual relationships. Harris was having sexual relationships, both online banter. Okay, online banter is not a sexual relationship. That's just typing words to other people on the internet. That's not sex. And in-person affairs. See, again, it says in-person affairs to make it sound like he's cheating on a wife. But he's not married. With numerous women. Oh my God, more than one woman. What a terrible person. He's having sex with numerous women. Including a prostitute. Hold on, it's her body, her choice. The only reason women are so opposed to prostitution, of course, is because women want to make prostitution illegal because they want men to give them the money in the form of flowers, chocolate, dinner, driving them around, buying them presents, instead of just giving it to a woman, having sex with her, and then leaving. Okay? It's her body, her choice. This whole prostitution is wrong and illegal thing. That you don't get much more feminist than that. Including a prostitute and a teenager. Now see, once a teenager, because we're trying to make it sound like he's a pedophile. So if she's a teenager, she might be 19 years old, that's legal. She might be 18 years old, that's legal. I don't know what the age of consent is in Georgia. You could type it into Google and figure it out. It might be 17, in which case she'd be legal. So just listen to all the subtle thing. And guys, I'm not saying that Harris is some great fucking guy. I mean, he let his kid die. Okay, he's a piece of shit. He's scum. He's a terrible father. I'm not trying to defend him in the slightest. As far as I'm concerned, he could just be shot in the head and we'd be done with it. His DNA got out of the gene pool. Great. The woman who had a kid with him, she's stupid also because she had fucking spread her legs for this guy. She should be killed as well. Okay, I'm not defending this cocksucker. But listen to the languaging that the mainstream media is using to attack him. Listen to all the fucking hidden messages in the Orwellian language here. This is why I can't listen to the news. This is why I can't listen to CNN. This is why I can't read newspapers, because I can see through the bullshit. Just let me read this one little paragraph again. Just listen to this sentence. Listen to this fucking sentence. Soon afterwards, investigators found evidence. And what is that? They found evidence. That's like a rumor. They found evidence that Harris was having sexual relationships. Oh my God, that's terrible. Both online. Oh my God, on the internet. And in-person affairs. Affairs, he's cheating with numerous women. Not just one. He's not doing monogamy. Multiple women, including a prostitute. Prostitution is evil. And a teenager. He's a child molester. Listen to all the fucking bullshit in that one fucking sentence. And this is why when you tell me I read newspapers, I'm informed, because that's another word liberals love to use, informed. I'm informed. You're not informed. You're brainwashed. You're stupid. You're inferior. You have no moral compass. You are the scum of the earth. You are filth. You are biological waste. You are trash. You are scum. You are cannon fodder. You are fucking... You're not even fit to be a slave. Because you'd be too dumb to go pick the fucking cotton without constant supervision. And if I have to stand out there and supervise you every step of the way, I'm going to just pick the fucking cotton myself. Fucking kill you, sell your body, as cut you up, like sell you as, say that you're beef and sell you to some other liberal and use the money to buy an iPod, and then I can sit out there and listen to podcasts while I pick the cotton and the job gets run done right the first time. I have no idea where that came from. Okay. Prosecutors charged Harris with malice murder, saying he intentionally killed his son to escape the responsibilities of family life. Now, this is interesting. When a woman intentionally kills a child while it's still in the uterus to escape the responsibilities of family life, she's celebrated. When a man kills the kid, it's natural selection. Harris recognized that his DNA needed to not be in the gene pool because he's inferior. And he took the steps. All right. I shouldn't make fun of people killing 22-month-year-old kids. I really shouldn't. But it is natural selection. All right. Harris was also charged with felony murder, which required no proof of intent to kill, just that Cooper died as a result of his father committing the felony of cruelty to children. Malice murder carries a prison term of life with or without parole. And also all these bizarre classifications, right? This is just another sign of the overall stupidity and corruption of the so-called justice system. Look, here's the thing. Either you killed somebody or you didn't kill them. Okay? There's this person. The person's either dead or alive. Okay? If they're dead, are they dead because of you or not? And then if the person is dead because of you, did you do it intentionally or was it accidental? All of these bizarre, well, it's malice, manslaughter in the third degree, but it's a fucking cruelty. Either they're dead or they're not dead. Either you killed them or you didn't kill them. Either you did it deliberately or you did it on accident. All of these bizarre, invented classifications of crimes. It's nonsensical. Prosecutors argued Harris must have known Cooper was in the car. He drove less than 2 minutes to work after strapping the child into his car seat when they finished breakfast at Chick-fil-A restaurant just over half a mile from Harris's office. Once again, the first time I'm reading this, at this point I'm thinking, wait, they had breakfast at Chick-fil-A? Where's the mother? Oh my God, I know that's patriarchal for me to think the mother should have been at home with the father and the child, and the mother should have, the mother should have gone to the kitchen and prepared breakfast for her family. I know, that's so patriarchal. Obviously, I hate women. The idea that a mother would feed her child and the father of her child, how fucking terrible am I? But so that's what I'm thinking, because, well, we haven't, but you'll see, we don't get to this until the very end of the arc. So I'm reading this and I'm thinking, why are they having breakfast at Chick-fil-A? Where is the mother? Parking lot surveillance video shows Harris also went to his car after lunch and tossed in some light bulbs he purchased, though he never got inside. And again, for them to make the argument, I forgot my kid was in the car. Guys, you've got to come up with something. To sit there and say, God told me to do it, would be a more viable excuse than, I forgot my 22-month-year-old son was in the car. I mean, if you're going to lie, You got to come up with a lie that's at least a little bit believable. I would believe God told me before I would believe I forgot. Some jury members after the verdict told lead prosecutor Chuck Boring, really is his name, Chuck Boring, that they were almost unanimous when they began deliberations but wanted to take time to review the evidence. Quote, it wasn't one thing that they said that proves malice, Boring said it was everything. Harris told police he didn't notice Cooper until he left work for the day to go to a movie. Now, once again, I'm reading this and I'm thinking to myself, wait, you're leaving work and you're going to go to a movie. Where's the mother? Why aren't you going home to your wife, the mother of your child, whom in theory you love and care about, where she's going to fix dinner for you, and then perhaps the two of you might sit on the couch with your child and watch a movie together while holding hands and occasionally kissing because you have a child and you had the child with a woman because men can't have children, and you had the child with this woman because you love this woman and you care about her, and she was the person you chose to procreate with because she was going to be a good mother to your child and help you to raise the child into a self-sufficient, productive, intelligent, articulate human being. And I'm thinking, like, you're leaving work and you're going to a movie. Where's the mother? And even if you forgot to drop the kid off at daycare, so now you're saying you forgot you're supposed to pick him up at daycare because you were just going to go to a movie. That's a lot of forgetting. The boy was dead, having sweltered for about 7 hours. Prosecutors said Harris left online clues to his murderous intentions. Guys, fucking Christ, people. Once again, just the unending stupidity. If you're going to kill somebody, don't talk about it on the internet. Get off the fucking internet, people. Get off the fucking internet. Evidence showed that minutes before Harris locked the car door on his boy, which makes it sound like the kid was in the... Okay, evidence shows minutes before Harris locked the car door on his boy, he sent an online message. Quote, I don't know what sent an online message means. Does that mean he posted on Facebook? Does that mean he sent a tweet? I don't know. That's what it says, sent an online message. The reporter who wrote this probably doesn't really understand the internet, because the interwebs is so complicated. I mean, just understand that the interwebs is just a safe space. It's a place where all the girls can go, and nobody can disagree with them, because if you disagree with them, then you're a racist, sexist, homophobic. Okay. He sent an online message. Quote, I love my son and all, but we both need escapes. Unquote. People, get off the internet. Everything you put on the internet will be used against you in a court of law. Now this guy, and this guy's guilty. Once again, I am not defending this piece of garbage. Not, there's no defending him. Making fun of him, yes. Pointing out his stupid, yes. Not defending him. But for those of you who are not intending to kill your kids, still, don't put shit on. I remember all these stories, like when people on Facebook would post things about whatever and the police would show up and it's like these were lyrics from a song. You know, it's like, dude, do not post shit on the internet that could be interpreted as threats, as fies, anything. Just get off the fucking internet. 5 days earlier, and there's another reason, just get off the fucking internet and also remember to clear it. Not that it'll really help, clear your browser cache, but you still, it doesn't matter because your IP, even if you use a VPN, they can, if they really want to get records from the fucking VPN company, they can do it. 5 days earlier, Harris watched an online video in which a veterinarian sits inside a hot car to show it reaches 116 degrees in a half hour. They were able to figure out what video he watched 5 days ago. I know, once again, guys, there is no privacy on the internet. There's no privacy on the internet. Defense attorneys said Harris was responsible for his son's death, but insisted it was an accident rather than a crime. Friends and family members testified he was a devoted and loving father. They all say that, like when some Christian wacko goes nuts and shoots his wife and his kids because God told him to and he's saving them from being infected by Satan, you know, and then he shoots himself. All the neighbors, he was such a loving father and such a good husband. It's sort of like the thing where it's the quiet ones. The people who threaten to kill you aren't going to really kill you. It's the quiet ones you have to worry about. It's how you know I'm never going to fucking hunt anybody down and kill them because I can't shut the fuck up. I'm so loud. It's the quiet ones. I'm not quiet. You're in no fucking danger from me. I mean, unless you attack me first, that's different. That's self-defense. But trust me, you're in no danger from me because I am way too fucking loud. And also because hunting you down and killing you would involve work, and it would take away from my hiking, biking, trail running, getting shot down by college girls, drinking beer, and podcasting. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Friends and family members testified he was a devoted and loving father, and the jury watched video clips of Harris trying to teach Cooper to say banana and letting the boy strum his guitar. Finally, last two paragraphs. Harris's former wife, Leanne Taylor, also came to his defense. She divorced him in March and bitterly told the jury that Harris, quote, destroyed my life, unquote. But you still decided to have sex with him, make a baby, and then let him have the... Now, I don't know. Did he have custody of the kid? Because it doesn't say any of this. And yeah, I could use Google and figure it out, but I don't give a shit. If you care, you can use Google and find out. Did he have custody of the kid? Did they have shared custody? Like, what was going on? So this guy destroyed her life. But she still testified in his defense. But she testified he was a loving father who, regardless of how unhappy he may have been in their marriage, would not have harmed their son. No, but again, best case scenario, he forgot his kid was in the car. Okay, folks. If your sixth grade daughter is wearing yoga pants to school, you are not fathering. You're not fathering, okay? When your son runs up $800 worth of data overage charges on his smartphone in a month, you are not fathering. That is not fathering. You are not a father. You're not fathering. When you forget that your child is in the fucking car and you go to work, that is not fathering. You are not fathering. You are not a father. You are not a father. You are not a father. You are not a man. Your DNA needs to be removed from the gene pool. You do not need to be reproducing, and any woman who would reproduce with you, her DNA needs to be removed from the gene pool as well. Natural selection, my friends. Natural fucking selection. I know you're sick of hearing about it. I'm not sick of talking about it. It's my favorite, well, my second favorite topic. All right, what's next on this show? Not much. We're just about to wrap up this episode. But future. I'm going to talk about the urban planning some more because I have more stuff on that. And that's... Oh, yeah. And I'm going to drop shit all over the floor. I got to do the epilogue for... The internet is not the answer. I got something here that's going to fit into the urban planning thing about tiny houses. This is the new thing about trying to get people, right, with the urban planning. This fits right in, is there's this now drive from the left-wing statist to get people to live in smaller houses. Which, again, if you want to live in it's tiny houses. That's a name we came up with. They're tiny houses. And look, if you want to live by your own free choice in a very small house, I have no problem with that. It's the forcing people to do it part that presents the problem. We got that coming up. We got the ADHD book is going to be coming up. Going to do book discussion on that. I drop shit on the floor. What is all that? Oh, and then I'm going to talk about, because you've heard this, the whole thing about the judge in Canada who said that truthful statements do not have to be free from restriction. So having heard that, it's like, once again, it's this thing. It's like, okay, I hear it on the internet. That doesn't mean it's true because I don't believe anything anymore. So I sought out the source of this. And I found the, whatever you call it, the judge's, there's a word for this. I can't think of it. But where the judge wrote all of this stuff. And I've got the file. It's like 90 pages long. But I've got the little section where he says that he says that truthful statements need not be free of restrictions. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to read not the whole 90 pages, but I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs, and we're going to talk about that. That's coming up. And now I got to finish Cult of Personality, where I talk about all the wonderful things Hussein Obama did that were in the, Blueprint for Change. Also, I got to finish reading this stuff about the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, which was ages ago, but it's still hilarious because feminists are funny. Not in the way they think they are. They're funny in the head. All right. Holy shit. Thanks, guys. And it's still dumping snow like a motherfucker out there. God, it is. Yeah. Fucking global warming all over the place. All right. See ya.